Senate Majority Leader's office.
Yes, who am I speaking with?
This is Valerie.
Valerie, I'm calling about the terror. First of all, let me say I am a supporter and I did vote for the senator. I want to know what the hell he's going to do about the Terry Schiavo mess.
Well, he has not made a statement yet, sir. I really can't comment on that, but you're more than welcome to leave a message.
Well, no. I was put through. I left a vote for you, okay? That's what I left. I left a vote.
Sir, there's
and really I left not. A campaign contribution, and you're just giving me the cold shoulder. What do I have to do? Do I have to, you know, be in a vegetative state for you to listen to my concerns?
Sir, I apologize. I'm sorry
so
for your frustration.
For you to pay attention to me. I'm
sir,
a
would
voter.
You like to leave a message?
I'm a constituent and a voter.
Well, let me send you to someone
to
who may be able to, sir.
Sir,
let me send you to someone who may be able to discuss the matter with you.
You know,
sir, would you like for me to send you?
I would like some answers.
Well, I'd like to send you to that person who can give you answers,
sir. Who would this person be, Valerie?
I'm looking it up, sir. Let's see. Jennifer Lacey.
And who is she?
She's on our health team, sir.
Oh, how lovely.
Would you
can
like...
I send her a videotape? I think I got a
sir, I'm going to send you to her. Hold on, please. This is Jen.
Jen?
Yes,
I'm calling. I want to know what the hell is going to be happening here. Now, let me start by saying I'm a supporter and I did vote for the senator. But we need a reaction here. We have an autopsy that says a poor woman was in an unrecoverable state.
Well, I mean, when we addressed the issue for the Congress, we were going on the best information that we had.
A videotape?
No, we did not. He did not make an assessment based on the videotape.
He watched the videotape. Now, I understand sometimes you may be able
he
to pick something
up. He did watch it.
You know, you may be able to pick something up from a videotape that, you know, if you're in the room with her, you might not see. I understand that. But now, given that there's an autopsy, what's the backup position here? Because, you know, I don't want to back a losing horse here.
Well, the decision was made based on preserving life, and no one could have known exactly what the autopsy would reveal before they had the autopsy.
I understand.
That's, you know, so, I mean,
he has to be a psychic.
And he was supported by both sides, you know, both Democrats and Republicans supported the decision. I mean, it was, you know, the House and the Senate, it was all of Congress. So, hindsight's always 20/20, you know, but he made the best decision he could based on the information available
based
to him
on the
at the time.
Tape. I understand.
Well,
but
not,
now that the
not just a videotape, he talked to you.
Videotape and emails, whatever, but what I want to say, you know, I understand that, okay? Mm-hmm. But we got a situation on our hands here now because we have an autopsy that says that the woman, it was not capable of coming back, okay? So things that were said need to be, you know, addressed. And frankly, he needs to apologize to the husband to make this right, to make him not look like, you know, we already look like, you know, we got involved in something we shouldn't have had no business in. That's what people are thinking.
Okay, well, I will, I can, you know, give him your message. That's the best I can do right now. I mean, I can't speak for him.
Should I send him a videotape?
No, that's not necessary.
Thank you.
Okay.